Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Let's talk today about the solid roots of bold brands. You'll be hearing a lot more from me about bold brands in the coming weeks and months, as I have some exciting news to share in a future podcast soon. But today, let's talk about what helps create and launch a bold brand that stands out and becomes an item of interest and an item of value. There is a graphic that goes along with this, and you don't need to look at the graphic to picture roots from a tree or a flower. Of course, I like to speak a lot about sunflowers and how we've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. But the important visual and metaphor is that in order to have a wonderful plant that thrives for many years and provides oxygen and flowers and all the and shade and all the other wonderful things that come from the plant, there are these roots that go deep in the ground and are unseen, but are extremely important to the success of the flower or the plant. So what are the solid roots of bold brands? Well, it starts with a creative name. For example, what is more memorable as a name? The Italian Store or Paisanos? Paisanos, to me, jumps off the screen or off the sign a lot more as having an attitude, having a memorable name. The Italian Store is rather bland, and in fact, I'm certain that there are a multitude of businesses calling themselves some version of the Italian Store all over the country. Again, what's a more exciting name for a car-sharing ride service? Lyft, spelled with a Y, or Carpool? Lyft, short, catchy, funky spelling, really jumps out at consumers. So a creative name is the first step in making your brand bold. The second part is making sure that creative name is unique in the industry. If the name is not unique in your industry, it's never going to stand apart, no matter how creative it is. And in fact, it can't really be that creative if somebody else is already using a similar name in your industry. Doesn't have to be unique anywhere in the world. It just has to be unique for what you do and anything, you know, related to what you do, what your business does. Now, as the brand is being launched and being marketed and growing, we get into some other roots here to help make it bold and strong. That means properly using the right trademark symbols, using a TM if it's a product or SM if it's a service until the mark is registered. Once it's registered, then you would use the R with a circle. And of course, registration is an important root for any bold, strong, growing, valuable brand. Applying early with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and obtaining a trademark registration from them makes that brand so much more strong and so much more bold. Once a brand is established and hopefully registered, then also another route is monitoring and enforcing that brand against any possible infringements or conflicts. Generally, dealing with such a conflict is going to be much easier, much quicker, much more affordable if it's dealt with quickly and proactively rather than waiting and seeing and letting time go on. As the other brand invests more time and more energy and more money, they're going to be much more resistant to making any kind of change or modification to help protect your brand. Renewing any trademark rights is yet another valuable route of this bold brand because trademark rights can go on for a very long time and even in perpetuity as long as they're being continually used and as long as they're properly maintained and renewed and taken care of. Finally, a very valuable route under this growing, beautiful, bold brand sunflower or tree is experienced counsel. You need an experienced advisor to take you through this process to make sure that all of these elements are taken care of effectively, efficiently, timely, affordably, to build this bold brand. Once the bold brand is built, it's much easier to maintain it and to deal with any situations that arise if the proper roots, the proper foundation have been planted. So let me ask, does your brand have all of these roots properly established and grown and solidified? Perhaps you have some of them and not all of them. If you have all of them, kudos to you. That's wonderful, and you are on your way to building a bold brand. If you have some of these roots, or if you're concerned that maybe you haven't addressed any of these roots, reach out to me, and together, let's work on building your bold brand. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.